Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rouse. Good to have you along. And it's tax time, kind of, maybe, almost. Well, we'll explain. Our Indiana Tax Commissioner, Bob Grinnis, joins us today as our guest on the show. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Frank. How are you doing?
Not bad. I'd say as just a regular old taxpayer, wow, I get a few extra weeks where I don't have to worry about hitting that April 15th deadline. And I'm sure that has turned out to be, maybe a gift to you guys, but also a bigger headache for a very busy time of year. Explain to us exactly what happened, because I know we were talking before we got on the air here. This extension of when the tax filing deadline is doesn't necessarily apply to everybody.
Well, that is correct, Frank. So obviously our number one focus right now is supporting Indiana and our Hoosier neighbors. We are following the guidance of Governor Holcomb and our Indiana State Department of Health and the CDC. We are making sure that our employees and our customers are staying safe. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we are supporting Indiana and the Hoosiers that are counting on us. So we are still running all operations. We are, other than in-person services that we suspended temporarily a couple of weeks ago for the safety of our employees and Hoosiers, we are still operating all of our functions. And we do process 65 different tax types that have a variety of complexities and filing timeframes and payment timeframes. There's only a small number of those that got extended, that the filing and the payment deadlines got extended. And those were specifically related to our April 15th deadline for individual taxpayers, and also a handful of corporate filings that also fall between April 15th and May 15th. So we have been working with the IRS and a lot of our sister states to make sure that we are doing things consistently. And we have been working very hard around the clock to try to get our systems and procedures in place so that we can support Hoosiers that need that extra time to file and pay.
There are a lot of businesses, like you mentioned, corporate. Some of those deadlines changed, some of them didn't. There's a lot of businesses out there that maybe would file quarterly and do those kind of things. So there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot of different timelines for a lot of different people out there.
Yeah, there sure are. We have all that information for all the Hoosiers and businesses and corporations on our website. We have all the filing deadline schedules. We also have created a special COVID-19 webpage so that people can stay up to date on all of our announcements and changes to the filing requirements. We're also fielding lots of calls, working with our partners throughout the state, all of our major corporations, accounting departments, the CPA Society. We have great relationships with lots of partners around the state. And you can imagine, we're all pretty much trying to work from home, those that can, and we are finding ways to support all of those folks and answer their very complex questions. Slowly but surely, we are tackling this thing together, and so far, so good.
You've got between, 700-800 staff all together, people that work for you guys, and you're almost at full force.
Yeah, we are. So we have 700 approximately across the great state of Indiana. We are in 13 locations, and through the Herculean effort of lots of good folks at both the Department of Revenue and our state IT department, we have figured out how to get close to 600 of those team members working from their homes. So we are running all of our tax systems. We are providing customer services via phone, email, our online services. We are still running all of our legal and policy and IT and communications teams. We found ways to continue to run the operation because we have to, right? We are supporting not only the governor and all of the Indiana agencies that are depending on the tax revenue, but this is a time that the millions of Hoosiers that are filing taxes and the hundreds of thousands of businesses and corporations, I mean, they need us now more than ever, and we went to work and figured out how to do that while being safe, not only working from home and social distancing, But we have done a lot of things with the folks that are still here running base operations. We've gone to multiple shifts. We have gone to physical distancing. We are doing all the things that we need to do to make sure that we are staying safe.
And one of those things are something that you and I talked about one time before, and that is security, because let's face it, this is in this computer world, hacking and digital security is it's something that everybody is very, very worried about and paying close attention to. So when you get this many people working remotely, well, then obviously digital security is a big issue for you guys, and that's, again, where your IT department comes in.
Yeah, so we, I think we talked about this last time we chatted. We have a very robust cybersecurity team and infrastructure, not only here at the Department of Revenue, but we also, there's a consortium of experts at the IRS, at Homeland Security, at our state IT department. They are constantly ensuring that we have state-of-the-art cybersecurity systems. And you are correct. This is a time when the world goes remote, it gives the bad actors an opportunity to try new techniques. And our team has been working around the clock with their partners across the industry at the IRS. And we are ensuring that all of our cybersecurity systems are at their very best, and we are constantly monitoring anybody that's trying to play games with the good work that we're trying to do.
All the forms that are used in filing your taxes, a lot of dates are printed on those forms, and as you and I both mentioned here already, the change in dates doesn't apply to everybody. So if I don't know, where do I go to get the right answer? Because maybe the date that's printed on my page or the one that I'm seeing on my computer screen may not be right. So where do I go to find out what I need to know?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously we have not, we're not going to update the dates on the printed forms. So if you have any question, go to our website. We have very good information about all of the filing and payment date modifications. We will continue to update because undoubtedly, things change sometimes hourly, maybe even minutely, if that's a word. We will keep that information up to date. We also are constantly trying to push that information out to all of our contacts. We do media announcements. We update via social media. And you can always contact our team. So on our website, we have all of our customer service contact numbers, not only by phone, but also all our email boxes. And our team will be happy to walk the people through the questions they might have, because this is a very fluid and sometimes confusing time.
Obviously, under normal circumstances, we're getting down to the last 2 weeks. Now we're looking, you know, a couple, 3 months here. Now, how's call center volume? Are your operators staying excessively busy like they usually do this time of year?
Actually, they are, but our call volume has dropped a little over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not surprised by that. There's a couple of things that I'm going to hypothesize that's driving that. One is everybody's a little focused on something much more important. You know, life is upside down for all of us right now, and that's what people should focus on. So that plus the announcement of the extension dates, which the IRS announced, you know, the individual filing date extension, and then we followed suit. I would think that that took a little pressure off folks so that they know that they don't have to worry about their tax filing. But I do want to point out that since, you know, we are here continuing to run all of our tax systems and operations, so we do encourage people to go ahead and file, especially if they're expecting a refund. We continue to run those operations. They are running very smoothly. We have already processed over 2.4 million individual tax returns, and we'll get to about 3.4 million after filing season is over. So we are moving well past halfway. And then we've already issued over 1.2 million individual refunds, and we are doing that very quickly. And we highly recommend that people, especially if they're getting a refund, let's get that stuff filed and we will get it processed for them.
Here's kind of an open-ended question for you. I mean, I have heard rumors before this all got etched in stone in law, in which I'm not sure anybody still has read through all of it yet. Maybe you have, but I haven't. So we have a new deadline, at least for some of us, you know, John and Jane Doe out here who file our regular 1040s and all that kind of stuff. So I've heard rumors, you know, like, okay, you can file late, but if you owe tax, you still have to appear, you still have to adhere to the old deadline or not. And so is that true? And if you do miss a deadline, is there any leeway or when do the penalties and stuff start to kick in now?
So
that's a big question, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it is a good question. And also there's it's very valid that there's some confusion out there. Because originally the IRS announced that they were going to extend payment dates 90 days, but they were not going to extend filing dates 90 days. We actually got ahead of that, and when we announced it, we extended both filing and payment dates 90 days. Turns out the IRS, a few days later, followed our lead, and they aligned them. So for the specific tax types, individual and corporate, both the filing and the payment date are moved out, deadline of July the 15th. So there's no penalties, no interest. Both of those will move out to July 15th. And then there's a wide variety of special services that we're getting ready to highlight on our website that we are working case by case with individual taxpayers where we can work with them on specific cases. Waive penalties, adjust payment plans. There's a number of things that we can do to help individuals that need it.
Bob Grinnis, the Indiana Tax Commissioner, our guest today. You just took this job, you've had it, 2 months now, 3 months?
Yeah. It feels like 2 years, if I can be honest. Every day seems like a week, but it was just a couple of months ago that I had the honor of being appointed by Governor Holcomb. But I think I mentioned to you last time, I've actually been here for 3.5 years. I joined back in January of 2017, and I was the chief operating officer. So I've been blessed to be part of this team for 3.5 years. So I'm in a new role, but I'm just here as one of the team members trying to make the magic of the Department of Revenue.
Are you ready to retire?
Yeah. So our HR director, who is just, you can imagine the amazing work that those teams are doing across the whole world. The HR specialists are doing just wonderful work to support individuals and organizations. But I kid her on a regular basis that she needs to get my retirement paperwork processed. And for some reason, she keeps ignoring me.
I can't say that I'd blame you if you actually did want to do it after all this. I mean, because you really literally did jump out of the frying pan into the fire. And of course, nobody could see this coming. But wow. So, OK, so now if folks they need to find your website and also the phone numbers, where do we find all the info at? Fill us in.
Yeah, that is, wonderful information on our website. All of our telephone numbers, all of our email addresses, all of the filing extensions, every announcement that we've made is published there. I mentioned that we'll have a link right from in.gov/DOR. There's a link to our COVID-19 page that has all of our announcements. They can find very quickly how to get to us, we are definitely here to help because this is public service is a wonderful blessing, and we care deeply about helping our fellow Hoosiers. This is a time that we double down on that care and commitment, and we are doing everything we can to run all of our systems and help the good Hoosiers that need us, and all they have to do is reach out to us.
If you look on the web, you can find anybody that will complain about anything anywhere, and the tax man is somebody that's, you're a favorite target. So if folks have problems when they call online, I mean, you guys are really trying hard to answer the questions and not put somebody on hold for 2 or 3 hours, right?
That is correct. Actually, because we have suspended all of our in-person services, we've been able to reallocate those resources to answering phones and answering emails. So our hold times are down significantly. I think I saw they were 7 minutes yesterday, the average hold time. No, we don't have real long hold times. I mean, obviously there's variability in the day and the week depending on the number of people that are calling us for help. But also we have a number of business service email boxes for both individuals and businesses. So if they don't want to wait on the phone, they can obviously email us. We also have a customer feedback link on our webpage where if anybody has any concerns or questions that aren't getting answered, they can just click that and fill out the information and we will get back to them.
That's amazing that you've got the is there a better time to call as opposed to others? Do you know?
Yeah,
I mean, of course everything's upside down now, so I don't know that any of that would actually hold, but if you're guessing, what's a good time?
Well, that's a great question again. You can imagine that a lot of people try to call first thing on Monday morning. There are a lot of people that even try to call first things in the morning. So midday, Wednesday, and Thursday tend to be the lowest call periods. But you just said it. It's a new normal, right? Everything's upside down. And because a lot of people are working from home, their schedules are different than when they were normally working a normal shift. So our call patterns have just kind of been all over the map right now.
Oh, okay. How many people actually work the call center at any given time? Do you know?
Well, we have a lot of different call centers, but we probably have about 150 that are across both our individual, business, corporate call centers. We have some specialized call centers as well that work our fraud cases, ID protection. All of those operations are still fully functional. So it's probably between 150 and 200 if you, depending on how you would look across the whole agency, that folks that are taking calls from individuals.
Man, that's a lot of folks, that's for sure. All right, well, we have now what, for the typical tax filer, and what do you say for corporate too, July 15th is now the new date, right?
That is correct for, and there are, I mean, there's a long list of specific forms and payments, and those are all listed on our webpage.
Okay, and the main thing is to, if you owe, pay, because eventually you will catch up with them.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
But we are also here. We know this is a very challenging time. We are Hoosiers, just like our Hoosier neighbors that we are serving, and we are implementing today. We're going to announce it. We've kind of been working on it the last couple of weeks, but we're going to summarize it. Our Helping Hoosiers initiatives, all the things that we are doing to provide relief, special services, some flexibility in payment plans, and the way that we run the agency. I think, this is a group that cares deeply about the Hoosiers that we're supporting, but like I said, we're going to double down on that, and we're going to listen with empathy, and we are going to try to help our friends.
Indiana Department of Revenue Commissioner Bob Grinnis, our guest today. Now, of course, if you saw or you heard something interesting and you go, I don't know, what did he say? You'll go back and listen to it again, or you missed a portion of the show, just head to our webpage right now, and you will find it posted there as a podcast right under the local news section. We appreciate you being with us this week, and we'll see you again next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.